Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Good morning. It's Monday, November 4th, and you are listening to the College Football Daily, a 24/7 sports podcast dedicated to catching you up on and breaking down the day's college football news, all within 15 minutes or fewer. On Mondays in November, Trey Scott and I look ahead to the Tuesday night release of the College Football Playoff Committee's Top 25. Trey, we get our very first Top 25, and of course, our Top 4 and our first arguments about who the committee should have higher and whether a certain team is close enough to the pack that they could still maybe crack the top four. So it's exciting times.
You know what I was thinking about last night? And I apologize to the listeners for my voice. It's been going out all weekend. I was thinking about there have been so many times, Connor, when the playoffs come out and like the team who was 14th or 16th ended up making it. And we used to reference that as like a team, like, oh, who's this year's Ohio State? Who's this year's Oklahoma? And it just is impossible now for that to happen. And it's wild that we have such a clear top four. And we don't know necessarily how the top four will look. I have an idea. And we don't know like how it'll change in a month. But I feel like we know our top four.
Yeah. Yeah. I feel like we've known our top four for a while, and that's only gotten clearer as time goes on. The AP Top 25 is freshly out at the time that we're recording this on Sunday. So let's kind of use that, as we usually do, as kind of our jumping off point for then thinking about what the playoff committee might do and how it would differ. So the AP has Georgia at 6, Penn State at 5, Clemson at 4, defending champion Clemson at 4, Ohio State at 3, Alabama at 2, and LSU at 1. Do we think this is what the playoff committee is going to come back with on Tuesday night?
No, I think the playoff committee will also have LSU at 1, given really? That the Tigers have those three wins over then top 10 teams. And I think the committee will have Clemson at 4 as well. But I think the committee will have Ohio State at 2. Given the eye test and then the impressiveness of, that's not a word maybe, but and how they've sort of blitzed through their schedule with a dominant offense, dominant defense, I think that gives them the edge over Alabama for the 2 spot. In fact, I think 3 and 4 are going to be a toss-up for the committee. Yeah. I'm assuming Clemson's 4 right now because they play in the ACC and Alabama plays in the SEC, and it doesn't matter at all because Alabama will get a chance on Saturday to play the number 1 team in the country. But yes, I think LSU, I'm pretty confident they'll have the number 1 spot.
Yeah, I think 1 and 2 are going to be pretty closely contested because I think there's a eye test argument for Ohio State as well at being number 1, and I don't know how it'll be an interesting test of what the committee values, I guess. And how they rank LSU and Ohio State and how they kind of explain the ranking afterwards. Same goes for Alabama and Clemson at 4. I'm with you. I think those are interchangeable at 3 and 4. And I mean, really, you could make a case for any of these 4 teams being in any of these 4 positions. They're all just really good teams. Our first team out right now, according to the AP, and I think we'd agree that they would be out of the top 4, is Penn State. They're undefeated. 8-0. We've got 3 undefeated Power 5 teams that are not in the top 4. Penn State, Baylor, and Minnesota. Baylor and Minnesota, I think, are clearly in a different category than Penn State. Penn State is kind of like right there. I mean, they'll have a chance to prove it on the field against Ohio State in a few weeks. So, Penn State, are we in agreement that there is a clear gap between the top 4 and then Penn State?
Absolutely. Like a very clear gap. Probably a clear gap, I think, between 1 and 2. 1 and 2, big gap. 3-4. Now, I'm not saying quality of team. I'm just saying the resume.
Yeah.
Big gap, 4-5, or 5-6, and then big gap, big gap, big gap. And, yeah, I actually, like, in our top fours this week, and I don't know how much they matter right now because we have the playoff coming up. Like, I moved Georgia to number 5 based on their win over Florida. And sort of, I mean, they should have won that game by 2 touchdowns. And I know they didn't because Georgia plays a little bit too conservatively for my liking. But I think Georgia now with Jake Fromm sort of refining his groove is in a position to, I mean, the Bulldogs control their own destiny, Connor. And they're going to have to beat Auburn. And then they're going to have to play the, you know, the winner of LSU, Alabama in Atlanta. But it's conceivable that they win those games. And I think they have made an argument that they're better than Penn State.
Yeah, so I mean, that's pretty interesting to me that you would put a one-loss Georgia with a pretty bad loss to a bad South Carolina team, that you'd put them ahead of Penn State, currently undefeated. Is that like a projecting forward type of placement, or is that I don't know.
Maybe a little bit. I think it's also in a really weird way, and I know I've been like kind of harping on this all year. I think it's also like a looking back a bit and like a welcome back Georgia. And I know so many more things about Georgia over the course of not just this year, Connor, but like last year and the year before that. Like I know the Jake Fromm. I know the offensive line. I know DeAndre Swift. I know their defense. And so I think just really that gives them the edge to me as maybe a confidence. Let's say number 5 is my confidence ranking, Connor. I would absolutely, Georgia over Penn State because I just know much more about them and I trust in them a lot more. Penn State's really scrapped and clawed for a few of their wins. They've blown out some bad teams for others. But let's not forget, you know, Penn State was close to losing to Pitt. Penn State was close to losing at Iowa. I'm not saying either of those losses would have been bad. I'm just saying, like, they haven't been this dominant, undefeated team without flaw. And at the end of the day, Georgia is a way more proven commodity. And I think this is somewhat of an important discussion because both of these teams can crash the college football playoff. And both of these teams are very important to their conference's dilemma or discussion right now of saying we can get 2 teams in. And there's several scenarios in the SEC in which 2 teams get in. There's several scenarios in the Big Ten in which 2 teams get in. I think that's far more unlikely. But I do think, you know, yeah, it's a fun cosmetic issue, Georgia or Penn State. But I also think whichever one's ranked higher could be a little bit telling.
So in the AP, we've got Oregon at 7 and Utah at 8 after some impressive showings this weekend from each of those 2 teams. If that is what we see in the selection committee's top 25, Oregon at 7, Utah 8, or maybe you flip-flop those.
Where's Oklahoma in the AP? Where's Oklahoma in the AP?
They're at 9.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
So if that's where those Pac-12 teams are, 7 and 8, is that good enough position? Are you feeling good about the Pac-12's chances of getting into the playoff?
Well, I think there's 2 ways to look at that. I think, yes, I feel good about Oregon and how they're playing and Utah and how they're playing and their chance for both of their chances to have a marquee win in the Pac-12 title game. And Oregon's got the loss to Auburn. Utah's got the loss at USC. I don't think either of those is a horrible loss. I think the Pac-12 has a better chance of getting Oregon in. But, and someone who asked me this weekend, like, do you like the Pac-12 or the Big 12 more? I guess the Pac-12, but I really don't like either because I think in a 2-team SEC playoff is just staring us in the face. I really do. But if I forget that if I throw out the SEC 2-team playoff probability, then I'm going to go with Oregon. What do you think?
Yeah, I mean, right now, as I'm kind of looking at this AP Top 25 and assuming it is a reasonable proxy for what we will see on Tuesday night, you know, I'm looking at Oklahoma down at 9. With 1 loss. And I'm looking at Baylor undefeated at 11. And I'm not saying that that's a bad place to have them based on, you know, how good are they versus what is their record. But like, I'm wondering if Baylor goes undefeated, can they even get in starting at 11 here?
It would, I think, violate everything the committee has said for the last 5 years that they trust and value, but I don't think they would. I think the big thing for the Big 12, and this was the same case last year, and it ended up being enough for Oklahoma to get in over Ohio State, is when these rankings come out Tuesday, don't just look at the top two. Is Kansas State in there? Where's Iowa State? Are they in there? Should Texas be in there? All of those middling, you know, teams ranked 15 to 25 could count down the line for an Oklahoma and a Baylor, which, of course, haven't played each other. And the problem for the Big 12 is it's a blessing and it's a curse. One and two will play each other. So let's say Oklahoma and Baylor, let's say OU beats Baylor in Waco, or other way around. Basically, let's say whoever wins the game in November loses the title game in December. Well, both are out. Okay, let's say Baylor runs the table, goes undefeated. Well, you beat Oklahoma now when they were ranked 9th, and then you beat them again when they were ranked 15th. Is any of that enough with wins over Iowa State and Texas and Kansas State, teams who are ranked, you know, barely top 25? Is any of that enough to prove to this committee that you're better than a blue blood Alabama or an LSU who lost barely to each other on this upcoming game of the century and played an absolutely difficult, much more difficult schedule? Even Alabama's was way more difficult than Baylor's, which is saying something.
Yeah, I mean, just looking at Oklahoma's schedule right now, the only time they played a team currently in the AP top 25 was Kansas State, and they lost. It's like, that's a...
Are you telling me Texas fell out?
They fell out.
Are you... So not only did I wake up without a voice, but you're telling me they fell out? Oh, my gosh. Yeah, the Big 12 cannibalizes itself every year, and we know that to be the case. The problem, though, this year is there aren't that many good teams. There's just a lot of okay teams knocking each other off, and I'm not convinced Oklahoma's very good to begin with.
Yeah, yeah. So, I mean, it's important to remember that the College Football Playoff Committee membership cycle, like, we get new blood on that thing every year. So, like, the things that they said 4 years ago might not necessarily have any bearing into their thinking now. So it'll be interesting to see on Tuesday night, you know, when we get the justification for why they had some teams in some spots, and what'll be the new buzzword, what will be the new body clock, what will be the new game control. It's always exciting to see what things come out of these. Are there anything we haven't hit yet that you're like keeping an eye on heading into Tuesday night?
No. There's no group of five school that has a chance.
R.I.P.
I just think it's the Pac-12 and the Big 12 battling to have the most impressive batch of resumes should one of these SEC teams go down. I think that's it. I also think if you're Alabama and you, Connor, and if you're Alabama and you open up at 4, I think you're a little bit concerned about how the committee thinks of you so far. Mm. Should you go on to lose LSU?
Yeah. Well, let's have our last thing be to kind of touch on that, because we got LSU, Alabama kind of hanging over the release of this first ranking. That game coming up this weekend. You know, a lot of conspiracy theorists from like fans of ACC schools I've already seen saying like, oh, well, like they're just going to set it up for ratings, to maximize the ratings.
I've heard that.
for LSU and Alabama. So, I mean, there's a school of thought that, you know, the loser of that game should not fall out of the top four. Right. And so,
right,
that'll be interesting to see like where they put LSU and Alabama in the top four with that in mind.
Right. And let's say you're Alabama and you haven't played a very tough non-conference schedule, and your SEC slate so far has been a breeze. If you lose and you're a 7-point favorite, as just announced today by Vegas, which blows my mind, considering we don't know the status of Tua Tagovailoa. But if you're Alabama and you get slotted at 4 and you lose, how far do you drop? And then, Connor, where has the committee ranked Auburn? Right?
Yeah.
Like, does the committee have Auburn as an impressive enough win for Alabama to get back in its top 4 mix, should it go on? So, you know, as weird as it is to say, if you're an Alabama fan,
War Eagle.
Yeah, take a look at where Baylor ranks on Tuesday. Take a look. See if it's enough.
Mm. It's going to be really fascinating stuff.
I know. We're going to have to wait a while because they're sandwiching it between those two basketball games, and they're saying 8:00 Central. Don't really, ever. Who knows how long it takes to play a college basketball game? So we'll see.
Well, hopefully Trey's voice will have recovered by then. We'll see though. That might be the most interesting storyline of all going into.
I keep waking up expecting my voice to kind of like be ranked number one, and like it keeps dropping by the day. I've gone from 2 to 3 to 4, dropping by the day.
All right. Well, that's going to do it for today's episode of the College Football Daily. If you appreciate what we're doing, we ask that you do one thing this week to help spread the word about the show. Ideally, that thing would be leaving us a 5-star rating on Apple Podcasts, but by all means, get creative with it. For Trey Scott and our producer, Tani Levitt, I'm Connor Tapp, and we'll see you on Tuesday for the next edition of the College Football Daily.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and 3-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.